Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the talk show Uplifting Communities. And we got a really good show for you guys today. I'm talking about we got a good show. So you guys just go ahead on. Y'all take y'all time and y'all just enjoy the show, okay? Enjoy this show, because this is going to be a really good show. But at the meantime, what I want to do, I want to bring on Mr. Jamar Turner, okay? And he's going to go ahead on and introduce you to our special, special, special guest, okay? So go ahead,
Hello, everyone. Oh, thank you so much, Mr. John L. Brown. It's an honor to be on the show today. And I'm going to go ahead and switch my name from Jamar Turner to Mr. J. Love and just change it to that, make it easier for everybody to remember me. Today we have a fantastic show planned for all of you. We have two very special young ladies on the show, Miss Sequette Clark, and we call her Mama Clark, and we have Miss Sequita Thompson. We got Miss Graham, she goes by Grandma Thompson. They're here to talk about all the beautiful things they're doing in the community, the way they're shaping, the way they're moving, the way they're trying to be a force for good in the community. And we're going to talk to them about all they're doing and just learn more about how we could be a part of what they're doing and join their efforts in community. And I'm going to now pass it over to Ms. Tamaya Gaines to talk about a few announcements that she has. Ms. Tamaya?
And thank you, Jamar. Hey, Uplifting Communities audience. My name is Tamaya Gaines. Got a couple of announcements for you really, really quick. For those of you who didn't know, today, September 16th, is National Step Family Day. It's a day set aside for recognizing blended families and making them work. So I guess you're probably wondering, how do we observe National Step Family Day? What you basically do is share your tips for successful step families on social media using hashtag National Step Family Day. Also, studies show that since the COVID-19 mask mandate, many Americans have been forced to face the truth about their breath. Chances are, if you can smell your breath, you're probably one of them. But you're not alone. Over 80 million people have bad breath, which means twice as many people are suffering, those who have bad breath and those who are being forced to smell it. So if you've fallen victim to halitosis, we encourage you to seek help. This message is being brought to you from people with healthy noses everywhere. Go ahead and take the show, Mr. Brown.
All right. Well, I tell you. So this message is brought to you by people with healthy noses. Oh, that was a good one. I never heard that one before. So I'm going to talk to Ms. Clark and Ms. Thompson. You know, one of y'all step on in. I want to start with Ms. Clark. Ms. Clark, please tell the audience a little bit about you, okay? And we're going to follow up with Ms. Thompson. Go ahead, Ms.
Okay.
Clark.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me. I'm so appreciative of this platform to spread the gospel of everybody, love everybody. So this will help us further our cause with Stephon Clark's legacy in life. Through our foundation, I Am SAC. At the I Am SAC Foundation, I serve as the chief operating officer, and our mission at I Am SAC Foundation is to bridge the gap between law enforcement and underserved communities to be able to inform and educate the communities about policies and legislation to provide resources to the communities, to provide healing spaces, to commemorate the life and legacy of Stephon Clark in a positive light, to receive recommendations from the community to prevent something like what happened to Stephon from ever happening again, and last but not least, to spread the love. Everybody love everybody.
Hey.
All right. Okay, Ms. Thompson, could you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
My name is Sequita Thompson. I am the president of Blessed Child Neighborhood Association, and I work with the community. sorry about this. Oh, my God.
It's okay.
I work with the community of South Sacramento, District 8. I'm District 8. I work for the city. Our agenda right now for our association is to help with the young youth to we work with the families. We work with the families that's tragic, that's happening in their families. We work with the children that who has cannot have capable of, like, tutoring for reading. We also work in the now with the youth from 14 years from 2 years old all the way to 14 for gardening so they can learn how to do their own food, grow their food. And we're starting with my great-granddaughter. Her name is Jelani Clark. And so we're going to start on up with all the children to 14. And we also have registration forms now. We're trying to get the youth, the youngest one I have right now, they all call me grandma in the neighborhood, is 18 years old up to 24. And so we went and got the registration forms, and we have that ready for them to get ready to vote. And so since a lot of children, young men and young women, does not know about who to vote for or what to go on. So I talked with the Sacramento County Voting Registration today, and they're going to be sending out October the 5th ballots to let them know who they're voting for and why. So that's
wow.
Good for them. And that's why I'm very excited about that. And then I'm working with also Pastor Les Simmons. He's the one, he's doing a lot with the youth. He does a lot with the food, as helping out. He has helped our family too, as putting the Stephon Clark sign. I wanted it on the street, but my grandson Stephante said that, well, Grandma says, you guys own your house, put it in the yard. So we did have a memory of my grandson, Stephon Clark, in our yard. So he has done a lot with the communities, though. He's even doing that coronavirus. He's doing that testing for free at South Sacramento Christian Church on Stockton Boulevard. And he's also doing the food every Saturday. And he has a big old basketball court, used to be the skating rink. And so now they got it for the youth for them to play basketball. Even with the coronavirus,
right.
He's still helping a lot with them. So we also collaborating with Larry Carr and Matthew Bryan and Randy Singh is the Neighborhood Association. And Justin, we're working with him now with the traffic safety. In our neighborhood, we had a lot of cars hit, people got hit, young little girl got hit. One child, she got, it was hit and run, and she died. And so we finally got the speed bumps in front of our house on 29th. But we're fighting for the one on Elwood is due to that light rail station. So we got a lot going on with the housing assistance resource team. That's what team on. It's called HEART. We're working with Lisa Baker, my vice president. Blessed Child, she's working with, she's a junior vice commander of the Veterans Council. And also we're working with All of Us or None because they're working now for that new Proposition 17 to come out for the, like, prisoners and people that's incarcerated. And so it's a lot going on. We have a lot going on right now.
Yes.
Wow,
sweet.
Mr. Brown.
Yeah, go. I see you have a lot going on. You know, wow. I'm just so proud of you guys. After this tragedy homicide, of your loved one, and you guys just took the hat, man, and just start. Y'all didn't sit down. Y'all just doing some good. Positive and in a community, positive things in a community, and showing so much love. I, I just love it. I love it. I love it. You want to say
something? Well, I give credit to my daughter. Sorry. Saquad has encouraged me, and we have came so much closer. And she is so intelligent. She helps me. I really get it from her. I know that they said you get it from the mother, but my daughter is to me, brilliant. God has really gifted her after what had happened to her son. I mean, she is, a phenomenal, phenomenal queen. Aww. And not just because she's my daughter, but I am telling you guys the truth. She's so awesome. And I just got to talking to Justin.
Mom.
Oh, you're very welcome, honey. I talked to Justin. He works for the city. And I told him, I asked him about the safety, because anyone know about the LeVar Burton Park? Okay. Well, I work with Justin and Elwood. These people, the senior citizens, it's only about 10 families on this Elwood and 29th, and it's by a light rail, very dangerous for the elderly. We would petition, and do you know, I just found out today that over there where LeVert Burton Park off of John Steele Drive, 1900 Expedition Way was approved, and we was disapproved till next year. And these people have been waiting, the senior citizens, for 50 years. My husband been in his house 52 years.
All right. Yes.
No, they did not approve it for us, for Elwood. They approved LeVar Burton Park over there by John Steele, but they already have speed bumps over there. So they approved the speed bumps for them. Yes. So
it's crazy how it takes so long.
We're bringing to our meeting Monday. Yeah, I'm having an emergency meeting Monday on the 21st. It's my granddaughter's birthday, Shea Lee. And we're having an hour meeting because of this, because I got to let the community know, because I went to each house and petitioned for them to get speed bumps. Even my little granddaughter, and she was 8 years old at the time. This was last year. So that's why, and I found out the news today. And we're even working with the homeless shelter. We just found out all men is on there to get to go poor. But now we're fighting against it. So the city council, he's going to have us, the women, involved now because of the women's shelter. So we can tour, and they're going to have jobs opening in the community. And we want to know where the jobs is at over there for them, for the homeless shelter. And we want to know the children, the young people in our neighborhood gets the job, and when is this going to start, and where is the money coming from? They said they got a grant, so we want to know where it's coming. So we're all having an emergency meeting on Monday to find out what is going on. So I asked Justin to be involved, and I talked to Jaime from the city, so they're going to have someone out there. Well, Jaime's supposed to get in touch with me on the email and let me know when can us. Because Miss Effie Gant, she has, she's right down the street from me. She has Hampton Station. And she has Hampton Station. And then the Meadowview one with Jesse Reese, he's on the committee with all, these are all men, five men they pick. I mean, why would not involve us, women?
Grandma Thompson? Grandma,
yes.
What message are you telling? You're trying to tell us that we can get involved in something. What are you announcing so the viewers are clear?
Yes, I'm announcing that we all should come to the meeting and have the city councilman on the meeting and ask questions. Why are we involved? We live in a city. Why were we involved?
Why were we involved with what exactly?
Exactly, about knowing about that the women's shelter that's open, that they're going to have a tour, they're going to have jobs open. We was not known about that. We just now found out.
Let me answer
for you. Why were we told?
Mom.
Go ahead,
Ms.
Clark. Go ahead, Mama Clark.
So what she's saying is that the Meadowview community has been approved for a homeless shelter that will be providing jobs for people they just think that they believe should go first to the community that it's serving. So the jobs they've been hiring for this homeless shelter, and they've been hiring outside of the community that it serves. And so she would like people to come out to the city council meeting to hold the city council members accountable for that.
That's no longer virtual.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, I believe it is virtual still.
It's still virtual. Okay.
Okay. You know what? First of all, let me say that I realize it takes me being a mother. I could not imagine the pain and the trauma that you, Mama Clark, and you, Grandma Thompson, have had to endure during this whole ordeal. So, you know, my thoughts and prayers continue to be with you. Grandma Thompson, I did hear you say something about you encourage your audience to vote. Are you familiar with Proposition 16 and their efforts to overturn the affirmative action ban, which was put in place back or ruled out or voted on in 1996? Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not. That's why I asked them to mail me.
No, what we're doing, Mom, let me answer that. So what my Mom Bless Child Association is doing, she's teaming up with I Am Fact Foundation, with Margaret Fortune of the Fortune Schools, with National Action Network, which is ran by Reverend Al Sharpton, and Sacramento Heart Homeless and Resource Team. We're all teaming up on a project that we're calling the Voters Brigade, where we will inform and educate the community members as well as the homeless encampment about what exactly is on the ballot this year. We will then have registration rallies and door-to-door outreach to people to register our underserved communities to vote once they are informed and educated about voting. And then we will also have offering assistance in assisting them in voting, whether it be by the conditional ballot, the mail ballot, or going to the polls, which we are currently working with the Secretary of State to have Fortune Schools serve as polling stations for our community. So we're very active in informing and educating ourselves as well as our communities and our forgotten community members, our homeless encampments, about what is on the ballot, because we are not political as of this far, but we want to be informed and we want to be educated. And so that's what we're gathering to do. So what we're doing is we are making a cry out using this platform as well as others to encourage people to contact IAmFactFoundation.com or the Blessed Child Association. Mother, what is your website address?
Yeah, it's Blessed Child Neighborhood Association, the website.
Okay, Blessed Child Neighborhood Association.
Yes, sir.
.com.
Okay.
I just got it made, so I think it's at .org. I'm not for sure. I'll confirm that, though. And I can text it to you.
But definitely you can reach us at IAmFactFoundation.com.
IAmFactFoundation, okay.
Mr. Brown?
It's a small world. It is a really small world. One of my really good friends, he's also involved with NAN Network in Southern California and Los Angeles. I wasn't aware that there was one in Northern California. Is there one in Northern California, or are you guys working with?
Yes, Dr. C.K. Porter.
Okay.
Stephon was murdered. Reverend Sharpton opened up a chapter here in Sacramento at T.Coy Porter's church at the Genesis Church, also serves as the Sacramento chapter of National Action Network, where T.Coy Porter is the president of the Sacramento chapter.
Oh, okay.
And then Daryl is the vice president at Boss Church.
Yeah. Okay. Mama Clark, I wanted to ask you one question, and then we're going to start letting some of the people on want to ask a question, because the time has gone by pretty fast. Well, anyway, you mentioned something about the National Football League is offering you something, and also TMZ. Tell the audience what TMZ and the National Football League are helping you out with.
Okay, well, TMZ, okay, so the National Football League teamed up with Roc Nation, which is Jay-Z's company. Their philanthropy department and the NFL reached out to me in November of last year and told me that they had selected Stephon as they wanted to feature Stephon in one of their public service announcements to let the world know about the injustices that were done to him and to draw light to it. And so they came down, they sent a media team down, they videotaped us, we did the PSA, and when the PSA was released, the California District Attorneys Association, which is their union, headed up by Vern Pearson, which is in El Dorado Hills, a close friend of Anne-Marie Schubert, they wrote a letter asking the NFL to take it down. As a result of that letter being written, the NFL and Roger Goodell bought airtime to air the public service announcement all over the world on several different media platforms. Not only that, TMZ asked me to come on, and I did an interview with them where they brought the truth out and my response to Vern Pearson and Anne-Marie Schubert, and continue to air my PSA about my son's life over and over. It's going global. And
wow.
So that's just a gift.
Yes.
Yeah, that's just awesome. And not only that, the NFL I don't know if you guys watched, the season started September 10th. Stephon was selected as one of the people whose lives would be honored by helmet recognition for the NFL players during this season. So for the entire length of the season, we have Eric Armstead wears my son's name on his helmet. Carl Granderson wears my son's name on his helmet. Shaq Thompson wears my son's name on his helmet. Lamar Jackson wears my son's name on his helmet. Last weekend, every game that was aired, my son's name was on a helmet on one of the team's players or on a couple of instances, two of the opposing team's players. And so it was just an awesome thing to see. Not only that, the NFL also has decided to join up with our foundation and sponsor my School of Promise project, which honors Stephon Clark, the father, and trying to get his life back in order, which is what the page of life Stephon was on before he was murdered. He was trying to go back to school, and he didn't have the funds. And so they've agreed to give an award of $5,000 scholarship to any school to the young father that I choose who would like to further his education in the name of my son, Stephon Clark. And so we're
really
excited
about
that. Yes.
Praise God.
Yeah, what an accomplishment.
Right. So we have so many things at our foundation. Actually, I don't know if you guys have followed this story of Stephon Clark and my son Stavante Clark, who actually ignited this new civil rights movement. He's always been saying that he wanted to make sure that Stephon was never forgotten, that he wanted a museum, he wanted a library, he wanted a resource center for my son's name. And so we have actually acquired a suite of 7 offices where we are right now preparing to be Stephon's house, a 24-hour resource center, community wraparound services, library, museum, safe and healing space opening soon. We're excited about that. With no settlement money, with no government grants, hard sweat, blood, and tears, we have accomplished this. And of course, the grace of God. And so, at the end of the segment, if I could just invite people to come in, volunteer, or donate, I would appreciate that.
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely you can do that. Definitely. Okay, well, let me make this announcement right here, and then we're going to let one caller in. You're listening at Uplifting Communities Talk Show with Stephon Clark, mother, Mama Clark, and his grandmother, Grandma Clark. Okay, and your host is Mr. Jamar Turner and Miss Tamaya Gaines and Mr. John L. Brown. Okay, y'all. Thanks, y'all, so much for tuning in. and so I'm gonna let her call in. Okay. Let's see.
Okay.
Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, John. My name is Jansen Brooks. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear
you.
Yes,
I can.
Oh, okay, yeah. My name is Jansen Brooks. I'm here in the Sacramento area. And I just wanted to commend the ladies for carrying on the work of Stefan. We don't want his memory to be forgotten, and we don't want the same thing occurring over and over. So I just commend you and hope that and you keep up the good work for Stefan.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's let another somebody else in. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Okay. Well, I guess they not on the line, but I see them there. They pressed one. Well, anyway, we are having a very positive, I mean a positive discussion right now, okay? And this is so beautiful. I really love it, okay? Let's keep it up, you guys. Let's just keep it up. Okay, well, let's try another caller. Caller, state your name and where
Hi.
You're calling from.
My name's Aaliyah Muhammad. I'm calling from Sacramento.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome, Aaliyah.
Hi. Thank you. I wanted to talk about Free the Vote. There's a proposition on the ballot this year for Prop 17, and it's a ballot to allow people coming home from jail and prison to vote, to have the right to vote. Because
is this Aaliyah from All of Us at Nine?
Yes.
Yes, I invited her, sweetie.
Hi.
Yes. How are you?
I'm good.
This
How
is
are
wonderful.
You doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm
so our population, our people are disenfranchised because so many of us are locked up in prison, so we don't have the right to vote. Black men are four times more likely to experience felony disenfranchisement than white Americans. And there's 220,000 approximate number of citizens in California who face voting rights have been restricted because of their felonies, and 50,000 current members of taxpaying Californians who have reentered society are on parole and cannot vote. They're paying taxes, so they should be able to vote. And this is one reason, just like the census, we need to fill out the census and get the money our communities need. And we also need to be able to vote, all of us, so that we can build our communities back, we can have the proper policing, we can stop this killing of innocent people, and get on with our lives. So I'm asking everyone to pay attention to Prop 17 and vote yes in November.
All right.
Thank
Ms. Aaliyah Muhammad. Ms. Aaliyah Muhammad, before you go, this is Ms. Gaines. And I know you're encouraging everyone to vote, but I have a question for you.
Sure.
During the 2016 election, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote, but she lost because of the electoral vote. So there's a lot of Americans who feel as if their vote doesn't matter or it doesn't count. What do you say to them, and how do we change that narrative?
You know, I know there's a lot of people, you know, well, our people, our ancestors have died for the vote. And I think we owe it to them to vote, to, you know, and I know there's a lot of young people who don't believe that the vote counts. If you don't want to vote in national, the national presidential elections, at least vote in your local elections.
Yeah.
And, you know, and hopefully we can have some political education where we can teach our community you know, the how important it is to vote. So I know it's not going to happen right now, but it's going to be a process, and I think we all need to work on that to educate our people.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Great information.
You're welcome.
Yeah, really.
So I want to respond to that question if I could. Part of our voter brigade and part of the I am fat fix, which is our core values, our mission pillars, is to inform and educate the communities on policy and legislation. The problem with getting people out to vote, it was actually solved during the Obama election. Obama was able to reach out to the underserved communities, the single mothers, the people who don't normally vote, and connect with them by informing them and educating them on what they were voting about. That's our problem. We don't know what the ballot means. That was always my problem. The only time I had voted was for Obama, and that was because I believed that my vote mattered. And so now, during this election of 2020, we are awake as a nation, and we know that our faith, our voice matters individually and collectively. And so with that being said, as soon as we get people on with a grassroots approach to go and knock on the doors and host registration parties, host a function or block parties to inform and educate piece by piece what each proposition means in an unbiased form, then we will be educated. And with that education, we will feel confident enough to go and vote. That's
yes.
Right.
And
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Right.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
I do too.
I think it's also important that our listeners and our audience understand that California is one of the largest states in the country. We have 55 electoral votes. And I did see a campaign where former President Obama was calling out our young voters to get out there and vote because he believes this election will be pivotal. But then on the other hand, again, we have Texas Supreme Court here recently who blocked a certain county from mail-in votes, right? So I think it's important that by all means necessary, just as Mama Clark just explained, we should all get out and vote, by any means necessary, because we owe that at least to our ancestors.
And one more thing, one more piece of information with the mail-in ballots, that is a way to dissuade us, right? Because the most of the people in our communities, the way that they vote is normally through mail ballot. However, California does have a conditional application of voting where they can go on the day of voting, on November 4th, they can go to an actual polling station, sign an affidavit, whether they were registered or not, and still get their vote counted.
And see, a lot of people don't realize that. So thanks for that information.
Mm-hmm.
That's
welcome.
Huge.
And you know what it takes is it takes a community, it takes a village, right? And so if I have a registration party at my house, I invite everybody I know in my prayer circle or everybody I know in my book club and say, hey, come on, come get this information. This is what this ballot means. This is what this means on this ballot. Then they're going to take that information, they're going to take it home with them, and they're going to tell their family members. And then their family members are going to tell their cousins or their schoolmates or their TikTok partners, you know, social media platforms.
Right.
We need to take the rights that we have, that our ancestors did die for us to have this voting right. And we need to make it happen. We need to stop complaining about what's going on, and let's just make some things happen.
That's right.
That's right. You're right.
Absolutely.
I mean, you hit it dead on the nose. And with that said, I want to make another announcement. You're listening at Uplifting Communities Talk Show. We have Mr. Stephon Clark, and we have his mother, Mama Clark, and his grandmother with us. Grandma Thompson. Okay, and I want to do a couple of announcements. I want to thank Miss Artie, okay, from Artie Honey and Soaps for being one of our supporters. I want to also thank Mr. Jansen Brooks from he's from Council of Elders. He's a 1 hour supporter. And I mean, we have a lot of other people that's supporting us. I just want to thank you all. Thank you all. And I mean, thank you all. Okay. And with that said, I want to go ahead on and pass it to, let's see, either, I think I'm going to go with Ms. Tamaya Gaines. Ms. Tamaya, could you please explain again Proposition 16? I thought that was so interesting.
Well, in 1996, affirmative action, government agencies had to hire, it was required that they hire a certain number of minorities. Well, in 1996, the California voters banned the affirmative action. And now it's back on the ballot to overturn that ban that actually was authored. I can't remember who authored it, but I know the Black Caucus co-authored that. Just to kind of – it's one step closer to ending this systemic racism, basically, right?
Right.
That's important. And I encourage everybody who's not familiar with affirmative action to read up on it and familiarize yourself. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, affirmative action got me a job.
That's why I was saying earlier they're supposed to be sending it by October the 5th on every proposition, every what we're going to vote for. The educators with this book by October the 5th that we can pick it up. They're saying that the voter right there on 65th, or they can mail it to us. So we can know exactly what we're voting for, and
right.
So and even with the elders, so like we was trying to wait and see what my daughter is having, because what she was saying about the event, we had in mind to have another block party. We had the first block party here in on the south on 29th Street last year, and so. We're just waiting to see what Nan's going to do and collaborate with my daughter. But at the same time, even after they have that, they can explain so someone can get up on the stage. Like she said, I totally agree. There's everyone, someone, and men and women should get up and educate the youth so everyone can know about through event, because kids will come, especially young people going to come when you got something to eat, pizza or anything. They're going to be there. And so they
That's
can get
right.
an education to know what's going on. And so they'll start getting in line and doing it, having their mask. And we say you got to have a mask on and let them know that this is important. You guys don't want to keep doing living like this. Let's change. We can change. You know, so it's simple
right.
change
right.
now. Just, yeah.
But, you
so
know,
that's why I totally agree with the event that, you know, get the young youth. Because they're not going to just want to go up to a voting poll and say, oh, well, what are we supposed to do? And then read a book. If you tell them that, you know, we have the book out there and let them educate it while they're at an event, because a lot of young people love to be at the events and they will vote because they say they want to know what's going on. Well, what am I voting for? Or who am I voting for? Or why am
right.
I voting for?
Right. So there's actually right now, if you don't want to wait for the October 4th for them to send out the ballot example, you can go to a website called calmatters.org. It's calmatters.org. And they have the whole example ballot up right now about what we're voting on this election in California.
Well,
so that's available. That information
mama.
Is available now. Okay.
Okay.
So yeah,
and you
mama,
know,
baby.
it would be good when that time comes to have a little a printout with just a little summary of each each
to go door-to-door
ballot. You know.
Oh, you mean?
Yeah,
you know,
I think another thing that may be helpful too is if the information is somewhat relatable, right? If
right.
we can explain it somehow, and as to how it affects their lives today, then the information becomes more relatable, and then they can gain a greater
right.
sense of urgency.
Yeah,
I think that's
yeah.
important too. So, If one of us in the community takes it upon ourselves to teach one in the community, I think we will be successful in reaching the masses. So great job, you guys.
Yeah, and can I also say that not only are the homeless people forgotten votes, but you also have the elderly that are forgotten voters.
Right.
You have the people in convalescent hospitals who still have their full use of their mind, and no one's taking them a ballot. You have people in the hospital who have conditional ballots or conditional voting applications that they do. So there's a lot of people who are forgotten that if we gather their votes or we can get some outreach teams, that's why we need volunteers so much. So if we can get some teams together to go to, let's make a map of the convalescent hospitals, the hospitals in Sacramento, and get these people their votes. Get their votes counted, because we have someone for the homeless now. Now we need to think about the other people who are forgotten, you know? So.
Yeah, and also the dialysis.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Dialysis, because my husband and them, they over here on Deer Creek, on Meadowview, on Mack Road, it's called Deer Creek. Yes, because a lot of them are in their right mind, and my husband been voting for years. So there's a lot of elderly that need that. That's true. Yeah, and I think with the children still, like you guys were saying, like Sequette was saying, that if you have an event like with the over here with Nan and everything, someone that a young group that educate that can tell them about the voting, because young people listen to younger people, older people they kind of like they always did that. That's the old days. But the younger generation, someone get out there, a mentor, young, and let them know what's going on. Also, let these youth know what's going on. And even the ones, like you said, going in the convalescence too, but they won't let us go in there. But they can. You can ask who wants to vote and get a list and then send them the papers in. They can do that also. They
so
can send
I have
the,
a question.
The ballots.
I have a question in regards to that, and this is for Mama Claus or Grandma Thompson, whichever one wants to answer, because I've never heard of taking a ballot to a convalescent hospital. Do you think that by allowing people to vote that way, do you think the integrity of the vote would ever be called into question?
I don't think so. We're just offering assistance. If they want to vote, it's not like we're telling them what to vote. We're just making sure that they get to vote. So, I could see where if we were going out saying, hey, like if we were, okay, like you saw how Ms. Muhammad just called in and was saying, don't forget to vote for Proposition 17. Well, I'm Stack Foundation and Blessed Child Association, as well as National, we're not pushing for our opinions of what to vote. We just want to inform and educate on what we're voting on.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Okay, well we have another caller. Let's see if we can get this caller in.
Okay,
let's see. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. We'll try another time. Okay. Someone was saying something. Was it you, Mother Clark?
I was saying, this Grandma Thompson. Saying that I probably forgot what I was saying. I was trying to say for the convalescents. Okay, there's a lot of I used to work in a convalescent, so I know that there is a lot of forgotten. They don't even have people that come visit them, and for someone to call them that think that to say that wait a minute, there are some people out there would like to know what you like to vote. Because they don't even have some family members, but they're thinking about somebody who's thinking about them now that their vote might count. So, you know, that might light up their face. That might light up their spirit because it's something that no one have ever done. You know, they come in there. They don't have to come in and meet them personally, but they can ask the supervisor. There's got directed nursing of the supervisor, and they can ask them, do you want to vote? And have someone that they might work there and that give this out there and see their ballot and let them give a book so they can read what they're reading about. And if sometimes the nurses that who work with certain patients, that they can read the ballot to them. But there are some of there, a lot in there that is a very alert, got more sense than some of us. I'm serious. They got a lot that's very alert. But they're like you said, they're forgotten. They're forgotten. They don't have a family, nobody. But just for them to say, oh, we get to vote? I mean, that's like, whoa, somebody cares. And so that's what I think.
Yeah.
So I
but, you know, I'm interested in, I'm so also Mama Clark, on Sundays, you do, what is that Zoom program you have on Sundays?
So I've been doing Stephon Clark Sunday. It started off as a weekly meeting at my mother's house where we can discuss actionable items that will commemorate the life and legacy of Stephon Clark and prevent tragedies like his from ever happening again. Since COVID-19, we've had to resort to Zoom meetings. But it's something that it's my platform once a week where we discuss as a community what we can actually do the next day and make the next business day. So Stephon Clark Sunday is a meeting of the mind. Come together. Give me some actionable items so that by the time I leave that meeting, I will be able to wake up Monday morning and go make positive change in the memory of Stephon Clark, making sure that this does not happen to another family again. So it's all about actionable items. You know, we get a lot of Zoom meetings where we get all this information. We get a lot of platforms where people just talk their information. But what can we actually do? And that's what Stephon Clark Sunday is about.
Wow. So it's called Stephon Clark Sunday.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Wow.
And
it's Mr.
If somebody wanted to join, how would they join?
They would join by going to Zoom and typing in our meeting ID, which is 784-4147-9535. That's 784-4147-9535. The password is solve one, capital S like Sam, O L V like Victor, E like Echo, the numeral one.
Awesome. Okay. And at what time?
7 to 9 p.m. on Sundays, Pacific Daylight Time.
7 to 9 p.m. Okay.
And so I'd also like to share another project that the I Am Sang Foundation is presenting to the community, because it's very important. You hear a lot of people talking about defunding the police or policing ourselves. How do we police ourselves? So I Am SAC Foundation has a program that we are calling I Am SAC COPS. COPS is an acronym for Community Operational Peace Service. Through I Am SAC COPS, we will provide our communities the resources to police themselves. Our servants will undergo guard car training and test preparation, as well as first aid and CPR training and de-escalation training before they are able to work as an I Am SAC cop. And we will provide our services to each and every community of the district. All 8 districts will have 2 teams of I Am SAC cops where we will have 1 phone number where that district can call in instead of calling 911, and we will be able to police ourselves as a community.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's great.
Very interesting.
That is great.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very interesting. Okay, well, we got 10 minutes left, and we got one more caller we can let in. Let's see. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Mr. Brown, this is Artie. I don't know if you can hear me.
Okay, caller, state your name. Yes, we can hear you. State your name and where you're calling from.
Okay, my name is Artelia Stacey, and I'm calling from Sacramento, California.
Okay.
What's your question?
You wanted to say something?
I would like to just say to both Ms. Saquette Clark and Saquita Thompson, God bless you, ladies, for just having a heart for the communities, plural, not singular, to carry on to help other families that have experienced different tragedies. I commend both of you. I love what you're doing. And I just want to say God bless both of you.
Thank you. I receive it.
Yeah.
Miss Artie, we need a blessing too. What about the rest of us?
Bless my girl Kamaria Gaines and the other hosts that are involved. I just love what everybody is doing.
Jamar Turner,
there we go. A special shout out to Jamar and Miss Tamaya Gaines. You do an awesome job on the show, and I just love how something good can come out of something negative.
Yeah.
Very important.
But you know what, Thando? What about me? What about me?
You know, I thank God for Mr. Brown was like an answer to prayer. You know, I'm just like, oh, Lord, I've never met anybody like Mr. Brown. He's blessed me in so many ways. Every time I try to I can't talk about money and finances on the show, but I just want everybody to know that Mr. John L. Brown has been totally instrumental in just advertising for my honey products, and he's just been such a blessing. And I just want to say to you and everybody that's listening, Mr. Brown, I appreciate you. I thank God for you. And it just doesn't get any better than that.
Thank you so much, Artie. I really appreciate that. You better stop it right now while you're ahead. I'm going to start crying on the show. Then everybody's going to start laughing at
me. This is a good show.
Okay, we're going to start with you, Mama Clark, and then we're going to go to Grandma Thompson. Mama Clark,
yes.
If you had anything positive to tell the audience and the world right now, what would it be?
The first thing I would say is everybody love everybody. That without love, we cannot conquer hate. That we have to lead by example and love on our enemies harder than we love on those that we love. And so everybody love everybody. Number two, I would like to say that Stefan is who we are, who we work for, and why we do what we do. I Am Sac Foundation is how the Clark family's healing and ensuring the future generations will never suffer our tragedies. We welcome you all to become an actionable part of this new civil rights movement with us through your time and or your donations. You can reach us at IamSacFoundation.com or email us at IamSacFoundation@gmail.com or you can call us at 916-290-9359. At last, I would like to say welcome to the revolution.
Amen.
Yes. That's awesome.
Amen.
That's awesome.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
All right. Amen. Grandma Clark?
No, Grandma Thompson.
Grandma Thompson, I'm sorry.
Yes.
That's what they call her all the time.
they do. They call me that. They're called Grandma Clark. Okay, yes, I totally agree with my daughter. I think she said it. It's nothing else that I could say. It's that. I mean, that's a blessing what she said. It's all in one. So I told her,
yes,
to receive that in Jesus' name, honey. I received that,
yes,
with exactly what she said. That's, it's very,
yes,
powerful. So that's the topic. And I totally agree. And that's say, and I want to also thank you for having us on your show. I really appreciate,
yes,
this.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. You know, and I'm Tamaya Gaines, something positive you want to leave the audience, and then we're going to go to Mr. Javon Clark, and then I'm going to prepare to start closing.
Wait, Javon Clark, who's that?
Everybody, welcome to the Clark family. Welcome to the Clark family.
Oh, my God.
You,
I mean, Tamaya Gaines. And Jamar Turner.
Okay.
God, y'all, please forgive me.
He said Javon Clark.
Hey, don't keep saying it.
Y'all better receive that.
You better change
my whole name.
You know what?
Okay.
I think that between Grandma Thompson and Mama Clark, I think they pretty much got everything covered. You know, you can't conquer love. I mean, you can't conquer hate but with love, right? So I think it's important for us to love one another. And before we judge somebody, try to put yourself in their shoes. You know what I mean? And try to understand your adversary. Because at the end of the day, we're all human and we all have the same basic needs. And actually, I read something the other day where 71% of Americans, and this is all nationalities included, feel that they're more alike than what we know. It's just the fear of the unknown because you don't know. And unfortunately, we have movies, we have TV that kind of plant ideas in our head about who,
right,
the, you know, other side is and are, and we just don't know. So we're, I think a lot of it is just fear of the unknown, and we're reacting based off of that. So, yeah. Try to have an open mind when approaching someone,
okay.
Approach everything with love.
Beautifully said.
Okay, Mr. Jamar Turner.
Yes, yes, sir. And I believe that tonight is ladies' night, and ladies have spoken the word, and that's the only word that needs to be said. So I'm gonna leave that there, Mr. Brown.
Okay. All right. Miss Artie, are you still with us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Now, okay. Miss Artie, since you on,
yes,
with us, I'm going to ask you to do me a big favor. I would love,
wow,
for you to close the show with a nice prayer.
Wow. Absolutely.
Amen.
Here we go. Here we go. Father God, I thank you for everybody on this radio talk show tonight that have suffer some type of tragedy. Thank you for covering all the people who are involved. Thank you for rebuking the enemy off of our generations, off our children, family, loved ones. Thank you, Lord, for blessing Uplifting Communities Foundation and their team. And Lord, we just thank you for this divine appointment to be effective in all our communities. I appoint Ezekiel 21:17. Over every spirit of witchcraft and divination. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. No weapons formed against these families and our communities shall prosper. Father, thank you for doing it right now. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I want to thank you, Mama Clark and Grandma Thompson, for coming on the Uplifting,
yes,
Communities Talk Show.
I
love the way what you guys are doing. Y'all keep the good,
yes,
work up, and I would say God bless y'all. Okay, but
God
bless both of y'all and y'all family.
God bless all,
right,
of you guys.
With, and
you,
with that said,
thank you.
I'm gonna go ahead on and end the show. Okay.
All
good,
right,
night, and y'all have a blessed rest of the evening.
God bless everybody.
Good night, good night, all.
Thank you. God bless you guys too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.